Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, oh. I'm sitting down with somebody I'm a big fan of. You say your name so that I don't mispronounce it.
A.B. Danko.
Danko. I just want to make sure it wasn't Dank Who or anything.
Nah, man. It had to be Tweak.
Okay, so you're somebody that our audience might be familiar, even if they don't know right now at this exact moment who you are.
Yeah.
You are the motherfucker that we have talked about on the podcast many, many times because you got shot and made a song about it.
Yeah, I'm fun.
Amazing song. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's what we're referring to. So, yeah, I guess we should start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about what your upbringing was like.
Oh, shit. Like, to me,
where you grew
on
up.
On the rapping side? Well, okay.
No, yeah, when you were a kid.
Okay, but see, it was just like, see, kind of rough. I mean, we ain't had to have it all, but we was decent. See, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We weren't fucked up, but we were fucked up because, you know what I'm saying?
Right. In Chicago, though.
Yeah.
What part of Chicago?
South Side, Inglewood.
Okay. And so you're coming up out there and you have both parents?
No, just my mom.
Okay. Where's your dad at?
Yeah, Arizona.
Okay. And you just didn't really have communication with him your whole life, or you did?
Yeah, I did, but I ain't never want to be over there. Just always with my mom.
Yeah. You just weren't interested? How was your mom, though? She took good care of you?
Yeah. Bro.
Okay. And so were you just seeing crazy shit happening outside? Like, what's it like growing up over there?
Yeah, every day. Yeah. So let me see. Probably when I was like 7. I was in the street of a shootout. I mean, in the middle of a shootout when I was a kid.
You just
basketball.
Were standing there?
Yeah.
And somebody started shooting at the older guys that you were standing around?
Yeah, basically.
And you didn't get hit, obviously, but like...
Nah, motherfucker pushed me out the way.
How did that affect you?
It's like, damn. I mean, it's really like, as a kid, I didn't really know what was going on, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Until I kind of get a lot older. Like, damn, it's really, like, fucked up out here.
Right. But were your parents, like, concerned about you even being outside and stuff since that kind of stuff was a possibility?
Oh, yeah. When it started cracking like that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't leave from in front of the house.
Right. And so you're knowing about all the gang shit from a young age, or when did you start finding out about all that?
No. From all the gang shit, that shit started happening. I mean, I already knew about it, like, motherfucking gangbang and shit, but what do you mean by that again? I don't want to say the wrong shit.
No, I mean, just, like, did you know about the fact that there are gangs, like, shit outside your house?
Yeah, all the time.
Right. So as a kid, that's just, like, something you're learning about and you're just interested in it?
Yeah, everybody in school knows what's going on, all the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you thinking that you were going to be part of it, though, at this point?
No, I wasn't on none of that.
Right.
I just knew everybody. I knew what they were doing. I knew who they was into it with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're just an observer. You weren't dying to get involved?
Yeah, bro. I was just telling. I was playing basketball and shit.
Remind me, who's the lit rappers from your area?
What you mean?
Like, South Side. Like, who do you look at as the top rappers from that area?
South Side. Who are from the South Side ever? Says you got Lil Durk them.
Oh, okay. So they're all, you consider them to be from where you're from?
The South Side, yeah.
I don't fucking know. I've been in O Block, but I don't know what side of it is on.
That's the South Side. You got all them niggas over there.
Okay.
These.
You going to O Block when you're a kid or not?
Nah, I ain't saying like I'd be going over there. I'm just saying like music wise. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
You never been over there?
Nah.
That's just like not a good place to go unless you're a blogger?
Unless you're from over there.
Right.
You don't go nowhere unless you're from over there.
Right. But now that I've been there and I follow a bunch of them on Instagram and shit,
yeah.
I realize that they're outside having a good time. Like the O Block rappers are posting flyers like, hey, we're doing a video shoot today. Like we're having a barbecue, whatever. Like they be talking about shit like it's normal. Like they're definitely not acting like they're scared of somebody showing up and killing everybody.
Yeah, they be chill.
So that's cool. What were you listening to as a kid?
Well, I was listening to, let me see. Everybody coming up, I was listening to Chief Keef, Duck Numb, Herb. Let me see who else. Yeah, Lil Wayne, them, all type of.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
When did you, so you were playing basketball. That was your big thing for a while?
Yeah.
When did, how far did you take it with that?
Sophomore year.
And then you just fell out of it, or?
Yeah, no, really freshman year, like when I got older, like, damn, I ain't going to the NBA. So I was really like falling back when I said, but I was hooping though, I love to hoop.
Right. But so once you got done with basketball, what did you turn your attention to?
I started, I started rapping.
Okay, you started rapping right around then?
Yeah.
And how was that going?
I mean, I just liked it to rap. I wasn't like really trying to like be famous or get no money off of it.
Right.
It was just fun to do, see, and listen to.
Uh-huh.
At that point, see, I didn't really know what I was going to do.
Right.
Because I always thought I was going to play basketball.
So you were kind of in that middle position of not knowing whether you were going to, I don't know, like do something with the rapping or the basketball, or maybe go have like a more normal life? Or what, yeah, what did you like, consider the options to be?
I ain't know. Because I'll be like, I ain't want to go to college. I barely like the school.
Uh-huh.
So I was trying to figure it out. I ain't know.
Right. And so then are we fast forward into the shooting incident, or when did that occur?
A little later on down. Yeah.
So how old are you now?
I'm 20.
20?
Yeah.
So this basically happened fresh out of high school, or if you didn't. Yeah. You finish high school?
Yeah, I finished high school.
Okay. And so you're just doing the rapping thing?
Yeah, just rapping.
Can you tell me about the day that you got shot?
Yeah, I can.
Where were you at?
I was somewhere near in the city. I ain't gonna say where I was at though.
Okay. A house or a residence or a business?
Nah, just one day I just decided to walk. I don't never walk. And it just started shooting from like a block away. I ain't even know who I was. I was always gone.
Really?
Yeah.
They were a block away shooting at you?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
And were you in an area where you thought that you might be having this kind of issue?
Yeah, though. I was telling. It was like at first when they started shooting, I'm like, damn, they blowing that bitch. I turn around, they shooting at me.
You're saying they're really a block away, or were they like across the street?
They like a block away, like half a block away. They fire as hell.
Right. I feel like it's got to be incredibly hard to hit somebody from a block away, though.
It was a lot of shots, yeah.
Right. And so, did you just get hit right away, or did you run, hide, or how'd it go?
See, I was almost out of there. As soon as I turned, I tried to run. It was over with.
Where'd you get hit?
My leg.
Just the leg?
Yeah.
Which part?
Like right above my ankle.
So you haven't really, how much has it affected you physically? Like, you were on crutches and shit in the video.
Yeah, I was. On both motherfucking feet still hurt.
Uh-huh.
I can't really sleep at night sometimes.
Really? It still hurts like that?
Yeah, like it be aching.
Does it hurt worse when it rains?
Nah, I ain't felt that yet. They said that it happened.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. And I never understood that, but I heard so many rappers say it over the years that I figure it's got to be true.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, so how long are you in the hospital?
A day.
A day? Yeah. And then you go home? But
I'm trying to get out the same day.
They got you on crutches and shit?
Yeah. Bro, they put me to sleep, put some shit in my leg. I was out of there.
Right. Okay. And then you decided to make a song about the whole incident?
No, not right there. I was chilling. Like, probably like 2 weeks later, I was chilling.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when I was like, fuck, I'm finna rap. I played a little beat shit. And I was messing on FaceTime with my girl and messing with my grandma. Then I just got the... saying that shit, I'm still alive. Then I just went upstairs to my room and made that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you feel like that was going to be a big song for you right there?
It just, when I felt like that was when I played it for people on some playing shit. Then they was dancing to it. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to just shoot the video dance since everybody dancing to it.
Right. Where'd you shoot that video? It looked like a little like family party. Everybody was like kids hanging out and shit.
and my little cousin shit. I rented that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a space for it.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you might be drawing more attention to yourself? Like, damn, you're going to make the people who tried to kill you want to kill you a lot more once you got a song out dancing around, joking about it, right?
I want to think about that, really. They don't even know what the fuck. They don't even know who they shot.
For real?
Yeah, they don't.
They probably know now, right?
No, they don't.
You don't think?
No, they don't, man.
Really? So yeah. they knew where you were from and you were in that area?
No, they don't know where I was from.
Then why'd they shoot you?
To me. Chicago, where shit happened.
Yeah, but like people get shot from being from certain areas, right? Or at least in LA, that's how it would work. It's like you might get shot just for being in a certain area because they assume that you're part of a certain crew, right? You don't even think it was like that? You think it was just random as fuck? Hey, let's just shoot this guy?
I know it was random.
Really?
I know for sure, man.
Wow. That is scary. Because then it's like, oh, that could happen to anybody.
Yeah, it can't happen to anybody.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch out out here. Does that kind of shit make you want to move different?
Yeah, I've been moving different, but it's like that one little day I was just, man, fuck it. Let me go grab some chips.
Some chips, right.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't do that again? You wouldn't walk down that street again?
Hell no, I ain't walking down that street.
Right. So how did the song come out and like it start going kind of viral? What was this like?
Post that bitch on Instagram. That bitch started going up and shit. Like you said, my son never did none of that on bro. Then from there, everybody started reposting that bitch.
Right.
And 16, he had put that bitch on Facebook and Instagram.
16 did it. Oh, yeah, okay.
Bro. And everybody, Wiz Khalifa tweeted that shit. Kodak right. Black reposted it.
I felt like there was like a Twitter video about it that was like, damn, they wilding out here. They get a shot making a song about it or something like that.
Oh, bro.
Right. But how did you feel? Because you probably got people hate on you too, right?
Yeah, everybody hating on me.
You felt like everybody was hating? I thought we all looked at it like, damn, this kid's tight. Like,
he got shot and he don't give a fuck.
Nah,
not the other niggas that was in hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watched that video.
Wait, so some of the other dudes were hating on it?
I'm talking about up in here. When y'all reacting to it.
You remember that, though? Like, it took them mad long to realize that you were a rapper who was getting shot. When I was watching that video back, I'm like, bro, my whole staff is fried as fuck.
Yeah, why they ain't in this bitch today? I was trying to holler at them.
Man, I would love to see you walk AD down and just scare the fuck out of him, but he couldn't make it today.
I was waiting on his ass for a month.
Hey, I would like to see that happen. We got to introduce you to this guy, Flacco.
I bet.
For sure. But yeah, all right. So you felt like you were mostly getting hate?
No, it was like 50-50 with it.
Okay. Were you getting labels hitting you up once they started seeing it?
Yeah, a couple.
They were just seeing the potential. They're like, fuck, we can make some money off this.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was your mentality though once it starts blowing up? You just start trying to take advantage of it? What did that look like?
Bro. So I'm like, damn, shit, let me keep going with this shit, bro. But I had dropped a video like the next day and shit, y'all don't talk to me.
Okay. Just keep dropping shit after that?
Yeah, bro.
Keep it moving. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you manage to actually like tap in with any of the rappers who were showing love when there was different people reposting and shit like that?
Nah.
They weren't really communicative?
Mm-mm. Probably like, not nobody big though.
Right. What about like on a Chicago level? You start having a lot of people tapping in?
Yeah.
Because getting attention from somebody like 16 in Chicago is probably like one of the bigger cosigns you could get from a media personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you feel like you're going places and all of a sudden everybody knows who you are?
I mean, not yet, because...
Not everybody, but...
Really? Motherfuckers only know, like, the I'm still alive part.
Right.
Yeah, they don't really know who I am.
But you were saying, my leg hurt, now I got to fuck from the side.
Yeah, that's a funny song I was playing.
That shit had me dying, bro. That was funny as fuck. Because really, I like fucking from the side. That's one of the best positions. That shit underrated.
I be seeing you, too. You're a freaky, bro.
I mean, you know, the spoon. You got to fuck with the spoon, man. Like, who wants to use your leg muscles? I've been working all day. I've been walking around. Trying to just lay down.
Oh, shit. So I'd be like, damn, why had them on?
I like that. Raising awareness.
If you're getting it in.
Oh, I get it in, yeah. But anyway, so what's the game plan for where you're going to take shit with music after this?
Shit, yeah, right now, we'll just keep pushing shit, working hard and shit, staying in the studio.
You been making a lot more music?
Yeah, I got a lot of music.
Okay. Do you feel like you just kind of hit the lottery with that one song, or you think you got other songs harder than that one?
I got songs way harder than that one. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
Right.
That shit tweaked me out. I'm like, why the other shit ain't do this?
Yeah. That is crazy. You into fishing?
The fishing?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's just a hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like grabbed this bitch. He told me I'm into fishing.
I was just wondering. I mean, I don't know. I know some people like fishing. I went fishing a few times as a kid.
You like fish?
No. Super boring.
The fuck you like that little that thing?
Catching
the ball.
Yeah, no, I play with that, but that's not really like my thing now. I'm more of like I kind of like left that behind to focus on poker.
Yeah, I seen you fucking them up.
Yeah.
What happened?
Shit, took all their money and now they broke. They gotta go live at the fucking battered women's shelter or some shit. I don't know, but. I was thinking about that today because I was listening to Kodak and he said, when I say I keep the poker, I ain't talking about the game. And I was like, you know, if I brought that up at the poker table, probably none of the poker players would get it because they probably don't really think about getting stabbed that often.
Trying to get it in.
I don't know. Okay. What do you listen to these days?
I've been listening to me. I've been listening to Herb, Polo G, Dirk, Young Boy, DCG, now Pronto.
Okay, so you can listen to Young Boy still?
What you mean?
He's not like the top op in Chicago.
I mean,
he said that Obach pack get rolled up.
I ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, me neither. I like Young Boy too.
I just listen to the
ain't
music.
My problem.
I don't pay attention to none of that.
Right. I respect that for sure. You like Nook?
Who, Nook?
Yeah.
Yeah, I be fucking with him.
He's hard.
Hey, Waffle to say, hey, you know, Drake stole my song.
What song?
Still Alive.
He said that too?
Yeah, he talking about some, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive.
Are you thinking of the Bee Gees?
Nah, I'm talking about me.
Oh, staying alive.
He ain't said like that, though. Okay.
But you talking about on the fucking, the dance album that he put out?
Yeah, bro, man. He stole my little flow.
Well, listen, we're all alive.
Bro.
We're all alive. I feel like that album sounds less like your music than any other album he's ever
put
out, right?
Look what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, like, the whole song. I'm just saying, like, how I get that. I'm still alive. How I just say my shit repeatedly, like, I'm saying. He just got that. Switched it up.
Can Drake make it right by blessing you with a verse and a video and signing you?
Hell yeah, okay. Bro.
Seems fair. I'll tap in with him.
He can really, he can really just repost my shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that. For them.
That would be a good look, too.
Drake will give me decent.
Throw you on OVO Sound Radio.
Some shit, bro.
That's how I found out about Kodak back in the day.
Yeah.
They just played him on that shit on the radio show in, like, 2014 or something. And I was like, damn, this song's hard as fuck.
What, that Skrilla?
Skrilla, yes.
Oh, yeah, bro.
That was the first song.
That was my shit.
I love Kodak. I don't know why I'm talking about him right now, but. All right, so you plan on dropping a tape? You got more videos coming out? What's the plan?
Yeah, I probably finna drop one on bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck with that.
Vroom. I don't know. People just zoom by on the motorcycles. Our next spot, you're not going to have that kind of audio outside. Fingers crossed. A few years when we get in there. Anyway, all right, so tell them what to look out for.
Oh, shit. I got, I put DCG number on the Still Alive remix.
Nice. That's hard. That's not out yet? That's coming out soon?
Nah, it ain't out. It's coming out soon, bro.
Ooh, all right. That's fire. For sure. All right. Appreciate your time, man. You want to tell him anything else? You got any other last words?
Big AB, man.
That way.
I'm still alive.
Huh. Oh. No, different song, right?
yeah, right. All right. You got me fucked up.
AB Danko, appreciate your time, man. No Jumper, coolest podcast. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.